My name is Mark Raffield. I'm a Korean adoptee. I was adopted when I was 13 years old and have lived in the East Coast of the United States, and currently I live in San Francisco, California.
When were you adopted? What year was it?
I was adopted in 1980 when I was 13 years old.
And how old are you now?
I am 37 years old.
Could you tell me about why you are adopted?
I was adopted because my father had passed away at a young age, and my mother, who was raising myself and my younger sister, biological sister, could not support us financially due to her illness.
Tell me about your adoptive family and, you know, how do you support
you? I was adopted into a professional family. Both of my parents are professors. They don't have kids of their own. At the time, they were looking to adopt a young girl. And while they were applying for a young girl, they had discovered that the young girl had an older brother. And once they learned that the older brother was interested in joining his sister, they decided to adopt both siblings, myself and my younger sister. So we came together. At the time, they were living in a very rural part of the state of Pennsylvania. And we've lived there for the initial 3 years of our life there. Then we moved around quite a bit, and we then moved to Tennessee in the south and lived there for a few years. Then we moved again, for me, the last time, to Rhode Island. And after spending a year there, I moved to California to attend college.
Was it hard for you because you adopted a 13-year-old?
In some sense, yes. Being 13, obviously you have the language barriers and culture barriers. But what has helped me, in some sense, the easier transition for me was because at 13, I already had sense of self, self-identity. You already knew who you were. And you're already mature enough to understand that there are obstacles to overcome, and you can conceptualize it, you can see it. And I think you have, in some sense, more tools to within yourself to deal with obstacles. So that was the advantage that I had. The obstacle clearly was the cultural understanding of America I didn't have. The language barriers was a big obstacle for me to overcome. Ultimately, I think the positives certainly outweighed the negatives, and I was able to assimilate rather quickly and allow me to move forward.
What's your opinion about transracial adoption?
My opinion is that it is certainly more difficult, and there are more challenges to transracial adoption than a adoption within the same race or same culture. However, I think that the reward for both adoptee as well as the adoptive families is greater in some sense. As in my case, I have a wonderful relationship, very warm relationship with my adoptive family. Part of that, I think, is attributed to the fact that I came as a more mature kid. I understood that I came under unfortunate circumstance. I knew my past. I knew I was here. And I saw this coming to this country as a great opportunity, and I took advantage of it. But I've ran into
different towards Korea.
I can speak for many adoptees, not just adoptees, but I think many immigrants. They go through many of them, not all of them, go through a pendulum. You have two poles essentially: your ethnic pole, being Korean, and also being American. And I went through that whole process while living here. And for me, the pendulum was a very fast-moving pendulum, one day being Korean, the next day being American, and I had to assimilate. So it was a constant tug from both sides. And as I get older, I'm 37 years old now, I'm beginning to reach a point where I'm getting the balance. And it's comforting. Trying to be a whole person because speaking for other fellow adoptees, I think many of them feel incomplete quite often because many of them, unlike me, don't have the complete picture of their past. And they're searching for the wholeness by looking for their birth parents, looking for their past, and trying to bridge the gap between past and present and future. And same thing, I think immigrants experience similar things. They're trying to bridge the cultural gap between their past, their original culture, and the American culture. And I kind of, as an older adoptee, I deal with both issues. And I'm bridging the past and future, but at the same time, I'm trying to bridge the Korean culture and American culture. And some of the avenues I found that is helpful to me is because I'm fully bilingual, I find that in my job, I'm a commercial banker. I specialize in small business loans, and there are many entrepreneurs who are Koreans, and they are very limited in their opportunity to seek mainstream banking. And I happen to work for a large American bank, and approximately 30% of my clients are Korean-American immigrants, and they greatly benefit from my services because I help them in Korean language. I provide a full service. And what I get from them in return is it's a way to reconnect myself to the Korean families, Korean communities here in the U.S. And once they get to know me, they treat me not like a Korean adoptee or American, but they accept me like a Korean, fellow Korean immigrant. And that has been very, very assuring for me and comforting for me. That's one way. Another way is I've met many adoptees because of their background, unique background. They tend to be highly sensitive, very altruistic, and many seek profession as adults in a field that where they can make a difference in their lives, and for two reasons. One is to genuinely help people heal, but also it's a healing process for them. I noticed that many of them become social workers. They become psychologists, they become teachers, and that's one common analogy that I've seen while meeting with fellow adoptees, and that's one positive thing I hope we can bring up. And second thing is that many Korean adoptees, they really want to reach out to the Korean communities, and they want to be accepted somehow, and they sometimes feel like there's this big gap, distance between themselves and the Korean community, mainly due to the lack of the language skills, I think, and cultural understanding. And they sometimes get frustrated, I think, because they don't fully understand why a Korean immigrant would behave a certain way because they don't have the cultural context. They're thinking like Americans. But I think many of them, seem to have negative feelings toward Korean community, but in reality, it's a reaction to their lack of understanding of the community. And I think many of them are reaching out for help. They want to be accepted, but they need some tools, in my opinion. They really need to have more resources, maybe via their adoptive parents, who are maybe more educated about the interracial, intercultural adoption process. But I think the Korean community can do a lot more to reach out to adoptees so that they don't have a negative attitude toward Korean culture.
What about the problem, any problem with me?
In retrospect, I've always lived in a predominantly white communities in the East Coast, and I was always the only Asian person in school in my community. And I think that was tough growing up, but as an adult, I was fortunate enough to come to university here in the Bay Area and attend UC Berkeley, where there are many, many minorities, not just Asians, and it gave me, I think, a breath of fresh air and allowed me to Asians or Koreans. So, in retrospect, it was tough, but I'm very glad that my parents inadvertently exposed me to a not as diverse culture and communities, because as an adult, I benefit from it.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah. I think we can stop you now.